My name is Katie Larson. I'm half of the Accidentals, so I'm half of a lead singer, and I play guitar, I play electric bass, I play cello, ukulele, occasionally kazoo. So, yeah, that's about it. Accordion, sometimes.
My name's Savannah Beist. I'm the other half of the Accidentals, which also means I'm half the lead singer. I play violin, electric bass, upright bass, guitar, electric guitar, ukulele, mandolin, just a bunch of anything. I think Kate and I play anything with strings, really.
And I have to ask this, but how old are you guys?
Actually, we're both 18 now.
For like a month. For a month, we'll be both 18.
Yeah. Savannah's almost a year older, so she's going to turn 19.
Happy birthday to you both, I guess. So, how did you guys meet?
We actually met a few years ago when I was a sophomore and Savannah is a junior at our hometown, Traverse City West Senior High, and we were in the orchestra program together. You know, I played classical cello and Savannah played classical violin, and we kind of volunteered to do a little project to represent our class's alternative styles string club, where we played like Coldplay and like Irish tunes and stuff. And then both of us come from musical families, and Savannah was in her parents' band, so our first gig ever was the two of us opening for her parents' band, and that's how we got started.
She actually came over to my house to rehearse for this classical thing that Katie and I volunteered for, and we ended up playing the White Stripes instead. So we were a band that night, and we've been a band ever since, and it's been like 2.5 years. It's been crazy, but it's been a wild, exciting ride.
So describe your parents' band. You know, what was that like?
My dad plays like seven to eight different instruments, and my mom is like an R&B singer, but she's also like really, I mean, when we got together to do harmonies, that was really cool. And I wanted more than anything to be in this band, so I picked up violin when I was 11 because it was like a small instrument and transportable and kind of good for folk. And And so that was a really cool experience to kind of grow up in that. They met in Nashville, and my dad played for the Grand Ole Opry and was touring with Terry Clark at the time, and they were really good friends. And, yeah, they're my parents. They're super cool.
And your dad is actually a pianist, a pretty well-known one, right?
Yes. He works at art school in Michigan called Interlochen Arts Academy, and Savannah and I went there, and he does a lot of classical music. He studied piano, he accompanies people, he composes classical music, and he and my mom met in Minnesota at a music store, and my mom was a singer, and they would play like Broadway, like classy songs together on piano and voice, and so they're definitely musical as well.
Oh, and what's his name?
Oh, his name is Steve Larson.
And talking about Interlochen, you guys were the first singer-songwriter majors at Interlochen, is that right?
We were part of the first singer-songwriter program, so we were in the beginning year of that happening with, like, I want to say 18 other students, and that was a really cool experience. I mean, we got to collaborate with a bunch of people. We learned a lot about ourselves and about songwriting and a little bit about the music business, and it was just a really cool experience.
Yeah, we met, and one of the great things about that place is getting to meet other artists who are your age and who are passionate, and so we learned a lot from other people, you know, people who are writing songs, people who are playing instruments, people who are artists and poets, and it was a really great experience.
Do you feel like singer-songwriter, that kind of genre is just really huge in Michigan? I guess, were you surprised that Interlochen didn't have that before?
Well, I know they had a summer camp program for that for a really long time, and I'll always be astounded. I think I can speak for both of us when I say that we'll always be astounded at the huge support for singer-songwriters in Michigan. It's crazy, and we really owe a lot of, you know, our band's makeup thanks to this huge fan base and a bunch of people who have really been helping us out and supporting us. It's not just like a fan base, it's like a family at this point, so... and that kind of goes for all the Michigan acts that we've been working with and collaborating with, Blake Elliott, E Minor, Miriam Pico, Missy Zanker, Olivia Mainville. I mean, we're all going on tour together, and we have like this huge amount of people who are putting like time and effort into helping us, you know, tour around Michigan. It's just a really cool experience. So, yeah.
Yeah. One thing, we always feel lucky about is that you know, the business, it usually feels like really competitive. You know, people assume that, especially like, you know, if you have like a lot of girls who are doing the same thing, that it's going to be really competitive. But in our hometown, Traverse City, it's the opposite. Like everyone wants to collaborate. Everyone wants to, like, you know, help bring people on their gigs or play on people's albums. And it's a, like, just really community based.
Do you think that's because of Interlochen, or is it Traverse City itself that just has something?
I think it's a Michigan thing. I think it just, it really is a Michigan thing. Because, like, you go anywhere else and you don't really have the same kind of feel as Michigan has. And, like, everywhere we go, everywhere we've been, we've had, like, people supporting us and people who come from, like, all over, and we recognize, like, certain faces and we're like, oh my gosh, you're here! And it everywhere we go in Michigan. And it's really cool to see that. And I'd definitely say it's a Michigan brand kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to switch gears. You guys actually did two or three film scores?
I'd say two film scores. And then we've done a couple of other film projects, such as, you know, writing songs and having them in commercials and stuff like that. So, but as far as, like, films go, there's a film called Please Wait to Be Seated, which is done by the students at MSU. And they asked for three of our songs, I think. Three songs of ours off of our album Bittersweet. And they've been putting that in their movies. There's like a love montage scene when they're playing our song called Miso Soup, which is about these people who meet and fall in love in the grocery store. And it's really dorky. But the other one that we actually wrote all our songs, like all a bunch of parts and scores for, was a movie called One Simple Question. And we, like, just composed a bunch of stuff. We would sit downstairs in my basement and just, like, work. Like, I would add a track and Katie would add a track, and then we'd just keep going like that until we'd written, like, a whole orchestra kind of feel to it. And it was, so yeah, I'd say we worked on two film scores, but it was a lot of fun both times.
I just have to share this with you because I was at the Kalamazoo Art Fair that they do every year yesterday, and just kind of, you know, standing around and telling people about our station. And there were two older guys who came up, older as in older than me, who came up to, you know, talk with me about the Accidentals. And I just found that really fascinating because you think of a lot of older artists like, you know, Lou Reed or something, and thinking about a lot of young people who are really, truly interested in Lou Reed. But then what happens with the reverse? You know, I mean, how do you feel about that, about somebody who is, you know, in their 40s or 50s listening to you guys?
I feel like music is kind of a universal thing. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have, like, a certain taste towards music, then it's pretty much understood by a whole public. And I feel like our base is really spanning. Like, our first album, we have a bunch of little kids who are, like, absolutely in love with our first album. We had a 6-year-old boy show up and sing our song Enlightened Sexism at our gig with us. And that was, like, a really great moment. But we also have, like, this huge, like, spanning base of people who are really, I don't know, it's very varied. It's very varied.
Yeah, it feels awesome to have, you know, all these different ages come together. For a long time, Savannah and I joked that we don't ever play shows for, like, crowds our own age, which we eventually have done. But it's really cool, you know, to see us kind of, like, inspiring really young kids and being inspired by them, and then having, you know, a middle-aged crowd, and then having, like, an older crowd, and being able to get something from them and give something to all audiences.
So now that you guys have graduated high school, what happens now?
Well, we're leaving for a tour actually this month. We're doing a show at Bell's Brewing Company with all those previous artists I mentioned, who are all Michigan female acts. Blake Elliott, E Minor, Miriam Pico, Missy Zenker, and Olivia Mainville, who just joined us at the table, actually.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
But we'll be playing a show together June 12th. Bell's Brewing Company, and you can check out the website, girlswithguitarsmusic.com. It's going to be really cool. We're excited.
Oh, and I forgot to ask you guys to describe your music. I know artists hate that.
Our set is always evolving, and since we play so many different things, like, especially Savannah and I, we play weddings, we play like breweries, we play standing rooms, we played a listening room last night, and we are really influenced by a lot of different genres. Sometimes our set is like really rock. We'll do like rock tunes on our classical instruments. Sometimes we'll play gypsy jazz, especially with our friend Olivia Mainville, who's coming on tour with us this summer, and our part-time drummer Vince Russo from the Appleseed Collective. We've been playing this kind of like gypsy jazz punk, but then we like to go back to our folk roots and all sorts of things.
And we really have gotten into, like, this R&B blues phase. I feel like the more we're exposed to different genres and different, music acts, we really get inspired by that. And sometimes our writing kind of reflects us hanging out with them. Like, I know Blake Elliott is, like, this 50s-era blues and R&B, and we totally, like, the more we hang out with her, the more we start to write like that. So, and the more I hang out with, like, Olivia and Katie, like, the more I know I start to write, like, gypsy punk. So it's been a really interesting evolution of like our songs, but it's a lot of fun to see that growth and change as we go through the years.
So, new album, or you thinking of writing anytime soon?
We actually just had the amazing opportunity to go record a 3-song EP with a guy named Marshall Crenshaw, and he's out of Detroit. He's like this crazy songwriting legend, and we actually got to go to New York and record with this guy named Stuart Lamron, who's like this Grammy Award-winning producer, and we recorded 3 songs with them, and we got done with that EP, and they sent us a shopping agreement, so right now like our legal peoples are talking to their legal peoples, and we're getting details worked out, but as far as the new album goes, we'll just have to see. I mean,
yeah, the ideal situation would be, maybe we get an agreement where somehow, we'll get some more money to take the 3-song EP and turn it into a full album, and then we'll release that, because we're working on a lot of new songs, and we're excited to share them sometime this next year.
Yeah, when we found out that we were recording with Marshall, he called us up, and he was like, so what kind of new songs do you have? And we were like, we just got done with our album. Like, we were freaking out, so we ended up getting together. We wrote, like, 14 songs, and I want to say, like, a couple of weeks, and sent them off to him, and eventually he just asked us to stop sending him songs. But we have enough for a new album, and we're really excited to share that with people.
I'm going to talk to Olivia for a bit. Here, Scooch.
Okay.
So can you say your name and what you play?
Oh, my name is Olivia Mainville, and I play a variety of instruments, mostly the guitar.
And so they said the term gypsy punk, and when I think of that, I think of Gold Bordello. What do you think of, I guess, or how do you describe your sound?
I think of Gold Bordello, too. No, he's definitely a major influence. So is, Django Reinhardt. And, this is just Caravan of Thieves, all those people. I think all of them mixed together is kind of what I'm going for.
And I forget, are you from Ann Arbor?
No.
No, okay.
I'm from Holland, Michigan.
Oh, right. Just the other host from So... I think that it's great that we're having all of these female Michigan-based acts coming to Bells with the girls with guitars. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. Everybody's awesome. It's really special when you get like a bunch of girls together and there's no drama or anything. Mm-hmm. While everybody's their own, being, and they just, somehow we really get along together. It's awesome.
Now, your sound is very different from these guys here. It's different from E minor. It's different from, everyone seems to have their own very distinct sound while still being, somewhat acoustic and things like that. Do you think that you guys are really showing what you can do with these instruments, that it's not just, all one person with a guitar and a love song, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean... every one of us plays something like a totally different genre. Miriam Pico plays, these happy pop songs. E minor plays these sad songs that are still really good, and they're slow. Really good. Blake Elliott, like they said, plays like these kind of 50s tunes. Really good. The Accidentals play pretty much everything. They're pretty crazy. So, yeah, everything, it's really diverse, and It's really nice.
How would you say that you kind of came into your sound? You know, like the idea of gypsy punk is really, you know, not a lot of people are playing that, frankly.
Well, I went to a lot of music festivals, and I found this one specific band that I really, really enjoy. They're called Caravan of Thieves. And after, you know, I think I went to like 3 shows of theirs, and I listened to their albums like pretty much every day while I was working on schoolwork
and
stuff.
I can testify to that.
Yeah. You'll probably see posts on Facebook, like Spotify posts. Olivia Mainville listened to Caravan of Thieves
1,000 times.
Yeah. So after listening to them a lot, I tried to pick up some of their music traits.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, we went to Blessfest. Was it your first or second Blessfest?
Yeah, it was our first
Blessfest. It was my second Blessfest, and I saw them in the Club Bliss room, and I watched their show, and actually I played open mic, and Katie, like afterwards, Katie was like, "Hey man, that was really good," and I'm like, "Oh, thanks," and I remember being really geeked. So, and then after that, I went to one of their shows in Holland, and we started talking more, and a beautiful friendship just blossomed.
So, I guess, how is the... So the tour has not officially happened yet.
I guess you could say it kind of has. We had a show in Spring Lake last night at Seven Steps Up, and we were in Chicago the weekend before. So it's kind of starting, but the Girls of the Guitars tour, we're planning on actually, we have a show on June 11th at West Bay Beach Day Club, and that's our debut in Traverse City. And then we're moving on to Bell's Brewing Company on June 12th in Kalamazoo. And then we go to One Trick Pony on June 14th in Grand Rapids, and then we kind of have we go on from there, but we have a September tour too on the 24th. We leave.
26th.
Well, on the 24th, we leave for Indiana, right? And then on the 26th,
we're at the Livery in Benton Harbor, which is pretty close. And other than that, you know, we're kind of going all over the place. Where Savannah and I and Olivia are moving around, Girls with Guitars is moving around, and our whole schedule is posted online, you know, moreaccidentals.com. That's where ours is, and girlswithguitarsmusic.com. We're on Facebook, too, you know.
So how many times have you guys done a tour or, you know, played together, I guess?
Us specifically, we haven't really done anything like this before. I mean, we've joked about it. We've been like, hey, we should totally go on tour together. But we haven't really done it yet. So we're really excited to just kind of announce this. Kate and I have toured before. We've done a summer with a group called Academy 4. And if we learned anything from that, we learned that a lot of it's about the timing and, you know, making sure that we're on time and professional and always at the gig on time. And I'm really excited for what this is going to be. I mean, it's a very large group of people going on this tour, but everyone of it, we just all get along really well. There's like no drama, and it just feels like this huge, big family. I mean, Blake Elliott is like hilarious, and Marie Pico is like so happy, and Eve Miner is like this big, nurturing older sister, and you know, and Olivia and Missy and Katie and I were like the group of teenagers. We're like, yeah, so it's a really cool dynamic, and you really can't find it anywhere else. I'd say it's really cool.
And so, switching back to you, so did you go to Interlochen as well, or where'd you go to school?
No, I went to West Ottawa High School in Holland, Michigan. I just went to a normal school, you know, nothing special.
And did you just graduate too?
I just finished my junior year, so.
Oh, so you're not even out yet?
I am out. I switched to homeschool, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just finished up my junior year of homeschool. Okay. And next year, I'll be back at it for a senior.
All right. So, you know, what plans do you have? Is it hard to balance kind of school and music?
Not so much. Kind of took this on. Started living with Savannah. I sleep right next to her in a blow-up mattress. It's pretty awesome. But I started living with her after I finished my junior year of high school. So, cool. Wasn't too hard to balance things.
Is it easier to do that with homeschool, or would you say it's almost harder to focus on one or the other?
I'd say it's easier because you kind of, you know, work on your own kind of schedule, so there's nothing that's making you do something at a specific time.
What are you looking forward to on the tour?
I'm looking forward to a bunch of inside jokes, you know, just and jamming, you know, jamming with the other artists that we're going to be on tour with.
Yeah, there's, you know, it seems like there will just be a lot of influence. Do you think you'll come out of this with a few more songs?
Definitely. I think, I think it'll be enlightening and just seeing all the other people with all their different styles. And I think it'd be, I think I'd come out with a few more tunes.
All right. Well, I think that's all that I had. Is there anything else that you guys wanted to say? Anything I didn't go over?
Thank you for this. Thank you for this interview. Well, I mean, we're really excited for this upcoming tour.
All right. And I think the rest of us are, too. So thank you guys so much. All right. And I had you pronounce. Yeah, I had.